It was 5 years ago this week that Governor Walker weakened public unions with Act 10. The measure ignited protests and propelled him onto the national stage. Annalise Henzel looks back at a dramatic month in state politics.
Five years ago, this was a typical sound at the Capitol as thousands opposed Act 10. Governor Walker sparked the outcry in a news conference February 11th.
We have to reform the wage and benefit process here in the state of Wisconsin.
Act 10 ended public union rights except the ability to bargain for limited wage increases. Fire and police unions were spared.
This is a significant change. This is obviously a very bold and aggressive change. But I believe the people of this state elected me and members of the legislature to be bold and aggressive in the actions we take.
Walker promised Act 10 would help the state control spending and reduce debt. He said local governments also needed the tools to control worker costs to manage their budgets.
Really, if you're going to do it, you got to tackle this issue.
And Act 10 eroded union strength by eliminating automatic dues payments. Protests began, and the number of public workers and their supporters swelled by the day. They papered the Capitol's walls with signs and settled in.
Thousands are jammed into the rotunda, as well as the second and third floor balconies. Many in the crowd are preparing to spend a second night here.
Schools in Madison are closed for the third day in a row as teachers continue to protest.
Teachers felt attacked because they had been accepting concessions to help school districts balance budgets. Walker wanted GOP leaders to pass Act 10 quickly, so they scheduled one public hearing. State worker Erin Haney was there to share her concerns.
I know we all have to make sacrifices. What I don't understand is why we are being targeted above all other groups and not given the respect to even allow us to decide if we want collective bargaining. That is not fair, and that is not the American way.
The assembly held a marathon session as Democrats raised dozens of objections. When GOP leaders had enough, they abruptly approved Act 10 to the outrage of their Democratic colleagues. Meanwhile, the Senate couldn't vote. It didn't have the quorum needed for budget matters because the 14 Senate Democrats had fled to Illinois. For weeks, GOP leaders tried to get them back, including by threatening their arrest. Then leaders found a solution. They took out Act 10's fiscal language, allowing them to pass it without the Democrats present. Governor Walker signed the measure into law March 11th, 1 month after he introduced it. Several factors enabled the sweeping change. That's according to UW-Madison political scientist Howard Schwaber. He says the 2010 elections pulled the state to the right, making unions vulnerable.
This had nothing to do with any particular labor negotiation. This had to do with an opposition to the idea of unions as such.
Schwaber says economic conditions also contributed. The state was facing a huge deficit, and the recession was crippling growth. Carroll University political science professor Lily Gorin says another factor was that Walker was eager to make a name for himself.
He needed to have a major legislative accomplishment and that he would also be able to campaign on as a kind of policy change that he wanted to activate in Washington as a president.
Walker did eventually run for president, touting his tough stance on unions. His bid lasted only a couple months, but his signature legislation lives on. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.